Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the Carousel of Consciousness. This is Danielle. Lori, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am Stacy.
Already, yeah.
Yeah. I was listening to that one. I can't say her name, but you know what I was listening to.
Exactly.
Today we will be talking about Earth. Is it calling you? What would it like to say to you? And so you all know, we are using the tools of Access Consciousness in the clearing statement, and more information on the clearing statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. I'm going to let you take the lead on this one, Lori.
All right. So for our listeners, this week has been... Everyone involved in the Access Consciousness modality has been gearing up to what's called an Earth Summit. And there's a lady named Milliford, and we can put a link on our Facebook page. And she has this lovely summit going on with all sorts of Access Consciousness facilitators giving information. And if you go to this link, it's called the Earth Summit, and just scroll down and see which person resonates with you. Just by listening to the calls, it creates a space of this huge opening, and that's where I got the idea for this call, because it gives you such awareness of how much we have cut ourselves off and separated ourselves from the Earth. And then also this weekend, there will be a three-day telecall for Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, and we will again put those links on our Carousel of Consciousness Facebook page and some of our favorites. Danielle and I will both pick our favorite summit call people just to give you our awareness. And from that, I'm going to – and so it's very exciting, because what this does, it's opening just like – the pioneers came across the West and opened the pathway, and then everyone else followed. These summits open up spaces and awareness that I wasn't aware of. And last year, the same lady had a Access Consciousness Summit, and I had no appeal. I couldn't even listen to one of the calls. So either I've grown or the energy has expanded, whatever the case. If this rings to you, I highly recommend it, because almost every one of these callers is resonating with me now. And what that means also is that it resonates with the Earth. The Earth is calling us, and the Earth is calling you. And are you hearing it? And what I've got is everywhere we have bought in that we're separate from the Earth, that we're bodies walking upon the Earth. So everything that is, everywhere we've bought into this reality's point of view, that we are separate from the Earth. Would you destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, choice, boys, and beyond. And everywhere we've bought in that we're separate from our bodies, and that our mind and bodies are separate. There we go. Would you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. And would you be willing to be the energy and the space and the consciousness, meaning the consciousness of your own awareness, of your own knowingness, of your own being, and what you know of the Earth that we hasn't been available until now. The pathway hasn't been opened up, and we are ramping it up. So would you like to join us in that? And that's a question. That's this question. Would you like to join us in communing, in having, when you take every step on the planet, that it would be gifting you. And everywhere we've locked that out from ourselves or bought into it that's not possible, would you just try to uncreate that? Good and bad, right and wrong, puck and pot, online church, boys and beyond. And what if the earth, I'm just curious, what if every time you walk or you're driving and you see a magnificent view, like you see the mountains or you see a tree that catches your eye, what if it's the earth reflecting your own magnificence back to you? What if the earth herself is showing us who our beings are, which would be a different way of looking at things. I'd never even considered that. And that's one of the questions that were brought up in this summit, is what if the earth is our own reflection of the magnificence of us? What if the earth is our playground of our own reflection, that we chose to be here on this magnificent planet at this magnificent time to play in a reflection of who we are? Like, what if we were a hundred times bigger than the earth, and the earth is our marvel of reflection? I don't know why that word came up, but it did. Would you be willing to play in that?
I am.
How you doing? Yeah, how you doing, Danielle?
You're fine.
Yeah, yeah. It's just amazing, you guys. Like, if we, what if the earth, every molecule of the earth and the, like, when you look at the oceans. Now, I played in the Taoist traditions for a while, and they very much, with their Qigong and their all their exercises, they're tapping into that. And I totally honor and respect the amount of work they do with that. And so I am now saying that perhaps we can play in that arena with as much ease as they do after their lifetimes of working in that field. And so I would suggest to you to put your feet on the earth right now, and maybe rub your feet, tap your heels like Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz, and get a little friction going, and start asking the earth to contribute to you. Ask to feel and to just take a little time to be present with your body and with the earth. And there's an energy called, and ask to restore your communion with the earth, and see what happens. See if you're getting tingling. See how your body feels. And while you're communing with the earth, perhaps expand out, go in, expand your energy in front of you, to the sides, expand to the size of your room you're in, expand in all directions into the town you're in. Expand until you can have an awareness of the whole planet, and yet don't be separate from it. And expand your energy and your being and your into the planet. Feel every part of your foot and how it's connected. And what if the planet is willing to give you all the energy and to support you in everything you would desire in your life? The travel, the ease, a home that reflects the beauty you are. What if everything, as we've said, everything is a reflection, but what if we have not been willing to amp up our reflection? And what if we've cut off an enormous source to ourselves, which is the earth herself, all the elements? Would you be willing to drop your barriers and allow that to be, would you allow yourself to be supported in even more consciousness than we ever considered? Anything that won't allow that, would you just join and create it all? Good and bad, right and wrong, puck and pot, online church, boys and beyond. Let's see, I have some clearings. Um, what have you made so vital about the artificial world called this reality that requires you to lessen your magic in order to be here? And everything that is, would you destroy it and create it all, please? Good and bad, right and wrong, pack and pod, all nine tricks, boys and beyond. And would you be willing to just play in for your own curiosity? Like, what earth trip am I on here? You know, we always say earth calling, earth calling. So what is the earth calling to you? What capacities, what skills do we have? Our bodies know far more than we have ever given our bodies credit to. Anything that will allow you to perceive, receive, know, do, and be, and receive the information that the body and the earth is just chewing at the bit to give us, is calling to us that few will answer. Would you destroy them and create all those separations, conclusions, rejections, projections, and no, it just can't happen that we bought into and everything that is? Would you destroy them and create it all?
Yes.
Good, bad, tactile, nine ships, boys, and beyonds. So this is an invitation to you. This is an ongoing invitation. This is an invitation to a new lifestyle of awareness and perceiving and an openness and a curiosity to look at the earth in a way that we've never looked at it before. And how that looks for you, I don't know. And perhaps it could look to you like the beauty of a building, a beauty of a neighborhood. Maybe it's the beauty of a ghetto. Maybe there's treasures hidden everywhere that we just have, that have been tapping at us, that have never, we haven't been able to perceive. God, how much fun is this? See what it, if these questions bring your body alive. And just be in the energy of this whole summit and of this coming up this weekend and what the earth is calling to us. We're everywhere. If we are oneness and we separated ourselves even from our bodies, yeah, everything that's been perpetrated upon our bodies is separation, is evil, as not as stupid, when actually they're the wealth of the joy that we've come here for. Everything that is, anything that won't, like, let that expand and to have more awareness, destroy and create, please. Good and bad, right and wrong, pock and pile, nine ships, boys and beyond. Would you be willing to say, you know what, you have a body. You chose to be here in a body. You chose this body. Like, here's the facts. You're standing here. You're looking in the mirror. You're here in this time and space, on this planet, in this experience. So would you like to ramp it up and have even more fun? Would you like to have the joy of embodiment? Did you come here to play in the joy of embodiment and the smorgasbord of this existence? It's not even an existence, it's what you could choose. There you go. Would you be willing to start choosing greater possibilities than you've ever chosen before? Yay. And would you be willing to realize how much the earth would support us in that? We've heard over and over the universe has our back. We've heard God has our back. We've heard we are God. I have, anyway. And now this takes it to a new level. Yeah, yeah. The universe has our back. And so now what if the earth has our back? What if our bodies have our back? What does that do for you, Daniel?
I have so much space right now. I don't have words.
Yay. Well, and so I'll pose that to our listeners in the future, and whenever they do, and if you ever do listen to this call, wow, what if the earth has our back? What if the earth isn't pissed off? Oh, the earth's pissed off. Oh, the earth is going to kill us. What if that's just all our points of view? Well, would you just start out?
Yeah, go ahead. Just trying to uncreate it all.
Yeah, just trying to uncreate all our points of view that the Earth is going to be pissed off. What if it's our creation of that the Earth is pissed off? What if the Earth, if we would ask it, if enough people ask, could just transform everything and does have that? Does the Earth really have that ability?
It certainly does.
Yep, it has. And what if it won't do it just because we won't play with her in that way? What if consciousness is asking, and what if the Earth's consciousness is saying, I'll play with you however you want to play, but if you guys want to play hardball, that's how I have to play it. What if we were be willing to receive the beauty and the kindness and the information that the Earth would give us? And that we, and what if with that, things could begin to be a totally different reality? Oh, and here, this, what have you made so vital about the artificial world called this reality that requires you to lessen your magic in order to be here? So everything matters. Would you destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, online, church, boards, and beyond. What have you made so vital about the artificial matrix that have been set in place by points of view, by beliefs, by conclusions, by separations, by considering they're solid and the only way it can be? They're now totally willing to shift and change. That can be a totally drop the barriers and all those points of views and conclusions and all the energy we've put into making them real solid and the only way it can be. Could we destroy and uncreate all those, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pock, pot, online, tricks, boys and beyond. What have you made so vital about the artificial world called this reality that requires you to lessen your magic in order to be here? Everything that is, would you destroy it and create it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, church, boys, and beyond. Would you be willing to start ramping up your magic? However that looks, just play in the energy. Wow, body, how magical are we? Wow, Earth, what have I totally locked myself down from receiving you? What information do you have? What do I know? What do I perceive? Receive and can be that I haven't been willing to before, that I'm pretending I haven't known. And everything that won't allow that, I ask to destroy and uncreate. And when I'm saying destroy and uncreate, I'm destroying all, create all the points of view, conclusions, decisions, separations, rejections, everyone else's points of view that I've locked in to my existence. I'm willing to choose something greater and destroy and uncreate all that past. And all the energy that's been locked up in the quantum entanglement of solidifications, I'm willing to destroy and uncreate everywhere I've locked that in, all the stories I've ever sold, told anyone about what the Earth is, how all my points of view, conclusions, decisions of what the Earth is, and my relationship, my communion with the Earth, I am willing to destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, church, boys, and beyond. I'm willing to look forward and demand of myself to play in this arena of the Earth that I chose. I'm on this Earth trip. I'm here. I showed up here in this beautiful body of mine. So how much does this body really want to play? How much have I locked myself down? How much have I been spending my time trying to fix things and fix my body when I could be creating a new target of, whoa, how much fun can I have? How much does the Earth really want me to play with her? What awareness can I have? Gosh, I'll make that demand. And how much power have I been using against me and the Earth to make sure not to feel, not to sense, not to be aware of the energies that would give me not be willing to be aware of the energies that would give me all the awareness of Earth and all the joy and how I could play. Making no one allow that, I destroy and create it all. Good and Bad, Right and Wrong, Peck and Pod, All Nine Shirts, Boys and Beyond. Whew, cool. Let's see. Well, that's 20 minutes of clearings.
Yeah, that was...
Do you get the idea of this, folks? We can play. We can just, we don't have to make it so hard. We've been hell-bent on making this thing hard, separate, or solidified. Can we just soften ourselves just a little bit, soften our bodies, lower our barriers, expand a little bit, and include the earth? Listen. Would you be willing to at some point? Oh, go ahead.
What's been coming up for me is, and I think you're kind of going into the energy of this, when you talk about the earth having your back and the universe having your back and your body having your back, we're really talking about how everything is in oneness. And that's when we come into oneness with the planet and our bodies and the universe, I mean, it's all really one big thing. Like, it's all oneness. And we're all part of each other, and and that oneness and communion to me are synonyms. So what would it take for you to commune with the earth, with your body, with the universe? And when you're in that space and being that, what magic can show up when you're in allowance of that? And everything that doesn't allow you to know or perceive that, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And while I was sitting here spacing out after all the beautiful clearings you've done, I saw, this is a post that I have on my computer, and this is from Dr. Dane, but it's, what is it that you are that if you choose not to be it, may mean it never exists in our world? And everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, or perceive that, will you destroy and uncreate all of it?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what gift are you to the earth? And what gift is the earth to you? And everything that doesn't allow you to know, be, or perceive that, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What magic are you?
Yes. Really,
what magic
to
show up in the world?
Yeah. And by these questions, just by asking the question and being curious, is opening the door to that magic and however it shows up. And would you be like, it's like Christmas and waiting for, or looking for Santa, not waiting, but you expect Santa. You don't wait for Santa on Christmas. You know Santa's coming. It's an expectation. So would you have an expectation of the magic? I mean, be aware, be open, and like, okay, and I know the universe is fast. Like, I have asked for things, and the universe is so, like, the next second it's there, and I miss it. It's like, whoa, that was so fast. So what I mean by expectation is you ask for the magic. Would you then be pay attention and be aware when the magic shows up and know that the universe is freaking fast? And how fast? And how much potency are our bodies? How much can we slow down our bodies? That someone brought up that question, and I thought it was profound. Like, really, how fast? And how, like, what if our bodies are as powerful as the earth? We know the earth, the ocean is powerful, the mountains are powerful, the lightning storms are powerful, storms, tornadoes. What if our bodies have that much ability? Whoa, that's, like, scary. You know, what if we had the same amount of energy and force in our bodies? And of course, as time would go by, I would shut that down. But would you be willing to open that door and be curious, like, whoa, could my body and my being create itself and have the same potential as the storms, as the mountains, as the rivers, as the Grand Canyon? Oh, are we as vast and as powerful as the Grand Canyon? And would you be willing to open up to be curious and to receive that information and how you could play with that and what you could create? What could you add to the planet? How much could your... I've heard that our mitochondria alone have enough energies to power a whole city. And if you put it in the context, yeah, that if our bodies are as potent as the earth itself, and it's fast, and there's much information, wow. Whew. That's the question I'm going to play in. And how to receive that with ease, joy, and grace, so as not to blow yourself out, fan into it, and to play with it, and be able to be malleable with that and use it to our joy, not destruction, with consciousness, with ease, and with the space and the consciousness and the joy and the creativity, the power, the awareness, the money that we truly be, which are, again, somewhat more of the tools of access consciousness. But this is my own take on it. And that's making my legs, my whole legs are quivering. What? That question alone is changing my universe, so thank you. Changing what my target is. I'm going to be curious about that. What do our bodies know? God, I want to be in partnership with my body. I'm choosing to make this easier and more exciting and step up to the magic that I be. Are you with me, Danielle?
Oh, yes. Yes. Sorry, I was part of sleep.
No, that's okay. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
We have just a couple minutes. I think that's enough for me.
Yeah. We can be found at what magic can we create? To create more magic, join us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/carouselconsciousness. Lori is in the Denver, Colorado area. She can be found at www.living-in-magic.com. And
you, Danielle, Claudia Bear, BEARRE.com. Go ahead.
My website's just DanielleClaudia.com now.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks.
And that's where I can be found. And I'm in the Traverse City, Michigan area.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, guys, thanks for everything.
Yes, thanks for joining us, everyone. And to all the listeners in the future, bye.
We'll get those links posted so you know what we're talking about.
I just ended the episode. I'm sorry. I clicked the button.